But first, the Soshi Talks are an ongoing collaboration between WYSO, Think TV, and the Southwestern Ohio Council for Higher Education. They cover a wide range of topics culled from our area's higher education institutions. Today we hear from Jeff Firestone from the University of Dayton on Flyer Enterprises.
Hi, my name is Jeff Firestone, and I am a student at the University of Dayton, as well as the Chief Executive Officer of Flyer Enterprises, a $1.3 million business on campus. I am originally from Bay Village, Ohio, outside of Cleveland, and am a senior finance and accounting major. My involvement with Flyer Enterprises started at The Blend in September 2007 of my freshman year as a barista. In December 2010, I was promoted to Chief Executive Officer after deciding to return to the University of Dayton for my MBA. During my journey from barista to CEO, I also held positions as product buyer, general manager, and most recently, president of coffee divisions. Flyer Enterprises is the fastest growing and sixth largest student-run business in America, comparable to similar programs at Georgetown, Princeton, Harvard, and Columbia. It truly is education beyond the classroom. FE's vision is to become the national leader for experiential business education. Flyer Enterprises began in 1990 with Rudy's Flyby, a convenience store that served the needs of students, faculty, and staff at the University of Dayton, as well as surrounding community members. Rudy's opened under Students of Dayton Incorporated, which was purchased by the university in 1994, as a way to offer more structure and allow the business to continue to grow into the future. In 2001, that expansion finally happened with the opening of The Blend and ultimately led to the development of the Flyer Enterprises corporate umbrella. From 2002 to 2011, FE opened 8 divisions, including 2 coffee shops, 1 sandwich cafe, catering business, storage business, smoothie bar, convenience store, spirit shop, and snack food store. These divisions bring in $52,000 in annual net income and currently employ over 180 students. Since the program began, it has employed over 650 students, paying about $400,000 in payroll each year, making us the largest student employer on campus. We are a company of students for students. Because of that, we employ a variety of students from several different schools across UD's campus. We have found that education and psychology majors make great human resource directors, engineers make awesome general managers, communication and visual communication design majors also add immense value to our company, specifically in our areas of marketing. Our business organizational structure includes operating divisions with coffee divisions, dining services joint ventures, culinary divisions, a bookstore joint venture, and our recent service venture. Our support functions include accounting, which have bill payment, tracking of inventory, reporting sales, and developing financial statements on a monthly basis. FEIT is another example of Flyer Enterprises' support function and is the first IT department among student-run businesses in America. It has become an integrated member of our company and more recently has developed into a valued business partner working on more proactive projects instead of reactive ones. This gives FE the potential to develop great new initiatives, such as a customer loyalty program where FE customers can be rewarded for their purchases and offered personalized discounts as thanks for their continued business. Our philanthropic arm, Flyer Consulting, rounds out the top of our support functions. Flyer Consulting serves as a non-for-profit consulting firm for local area nonprofits and is the first of its kind among student-run businesses. FE donates 10% of its bottom line each year to Flyer Consulting's operations. Our management organizational structure includes 1 chief executive officer that helps drive and unite 8 other corporate officers that act as a CEO of their own respective divisions. These executives have anywhere from 2 to 9 student managers report to them on a daily basis. Each student manager is responsible for between 15 and 35 employees every day. Our student learning opportunities include executive leadership, where this past year's executive team was faced with aging equipment and forced to make the decision to purchase new equipment or continue to pay repair costs to keep the old ones working. Collectively, we decided to make the $25,000 reinvestment into our business and discard our old machines. Another area of learning consists of accounting operations and IT, where increasing food prices forced our employees to focus their efforts on creating lean initiatives to improve efficiencies and turn to the age-old rule of a dollar saved is better than a dollar earned. Further opportunities include marketing, brand management, and design, where focus is on the implementation of promotional plans, creating or updating brand logos, and heading social media campaigns on Twitter, Facebook, and Foursquare. When it comes to human resources and leadership development, our employees work to implement new incentive programs that build divisional culture as well as improve our customer services. Another area of expertise comes to employees with event coordination, where our employees organize and market on-campus events, including concerts. Our employee breakdown is as follows, with 9 executives, 26 managers, and 136 sales associates. However, our sales associates do not just sit behind a counter and ring up items. They get involved in different areas of the business. Some of the positions include social activity coordinators, community outreach coordinators, marketing assistants, product buyers, social media coordinators, graphic designers, human resource assistants, secret shoppers, and new venture coordinators. Benefits to our students include real-world business situations, allowing our students to take what they learn in the classroom and immediately implement it into a real-world setting. Our leadership development program has the CEO teach a freshman-level business class, offering course credit to students interested in Flyer Enterprises. Our classroom connections have been very effective in years past with logo and lean initiatives that we have been able to implement in our business and still have in operation today. Campus employment, as previously stated, is very important to us because we are the largest campus employer and we are very proud of that fact. These benefits have given our past employees the opportunity to work at some of the world's most prestigious companies, including General Electric, Procter & Gamble, Johnson & Johnson, Marathon Oil, Morgan Stanley, Deloitte, and PricewaterhouseCoopers, to just name a few. Benefits to the Dayton community include Flyer Consulting, which serves as that nonprofit consulting firm for nonprofits. And Flyer Consulting has helped such organizations as the Center for Catholic Education, Gallery St. John, and Chaminade Julian High School with various projects. Our divisions also contribute charity donations through our small change jar campaigns, which are on the counters of each and every of our divisions, allowing customers to donate the change left over from their purchase to various charities, which are rotated on a monthly basis. Our community outreach coordinators help in areas of Boys and Girls Club of Dayton, Habitat for Humanity, and Meals on Wheels. We truly, as an entire company, come together and go out and volunteer our time whenever we can. Our FE Alumni Association was recently launched in March of 2011 on 4 connection points, with informational, having FE provide updated information to our alumni, educational, where we offer our employees a mentorship program between FE alumni and current employees, professional, where FE alumni help current FE employees get placement into jobs and internships, and financial, where FE alumni can give back to the organization through financial donations. Future opportunities include our most recent venture being Flyer Enterprises Storage, and it being our first service-based venture, launched its pilot program in April of 2011, where we look to have full implementation in August of 2011. Partnership with local area Mayberry Storage and Vans Incorporated allowed us to take on this new venture and really see it thrive. This new project allowed us to make a financial commitment to entrepreneurship for the first time with our president of business development position, which this executive position focuses on finding new ideas for new ventures as well as assessing the feasibility of opening those future divisions. Since we are completely student-run, we do work with a board of directors made up of University of Dayton administrators and give quarterly presentations that allows us to be completely student-run, so we do have small oversight. We hope to continue to grow and open more divisions in the future, and we are looking to specifically open more service-based businesses in the coming future. Thank you.
That was Jeff Firestone from the University of Dayton speaking on Flyer Enterprises in the latest installment of the Soshi Talks.